Well, Carleton University announced a first in Canada yesterday, a Master's of Philanthropy and Nonprofit Leadership. But the idea has been years in the making. A group of nonprofit professionals put out the call 2 years ago looking for a university to offer a master's program. Rob Peacock is a philanthropy consultant who was involved from the beginning, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm okay. Thanks very much. Why did you want to get involved in this?
Well, actually, I started myself 7 years ago with a particular interest in a thesis I did at an American university that was focused on creating a master's degree in philanthropy, because the need is great. And the fact is that the peripheral vision for the leaders within the charitable sector needs to be expanded. And part of that is really a focus on the complexity and the depth and breadth of running charities these days, with the complex regulatory environments that we're in, and thinking about the donor and thinking about making sure that we're offering all the best leadership and professionalism and ethics that are necessary. And this Carleton program yesterday that was announced is going to do just that.
So when you say the need is great, can you give us an example and illustrate why you feel this way?
Well, when you look at a recent poll, for instance, that Ipsos Regis did this year, it's stating that, in fact, 9 in 10 Canadians want charities to have strategic planning. They want to have charities that will strive to maintain, you know, high levels and standards for measuring performance and being able to compare to benchmarks and so forth. When Canadians are saying that, then there's a greater sophistication, I think, within the charitable marketplace, if one can call it that, or the sector, and it's incredibly incumbent and important for all of us to take that and say, what is it we're going to do to be able to deliver? Well, it's very simple. In the business world, we've got MBAs. You know, in the public sector, we've got MPAs. But in the charitable sector, which is larger than the automotive industry, employs more than 2 million people across Canada, and in fact, when you look at the size and scope of it all, has such a huge impact on the everyday lives of so many people and so many Canadians, it's time for us to have a master's degree in philanthropy.
So if I graduate with a master's degree in philanthropy, what do I go on to do?
Often one will become an executive director or director of a nonprofit, or more likely a charity. When you look at the fact that we have 72,000 registered charities across Canada, there's an unlimited potential to be able to help deliver for creating the best high-performance type of charity that's out there. Mentoring staff, as well as leading charitable board directors through the process.
And is Canada, would you say, behind in this kind of field as compared to the United States?
It's funny you say that. When we got together with a group called the, and we formed the Canadian Advancing Philanthropy, that put out the actual call for proposals, which is a group of senior executives across Canada, and Carleton was the university that actually came out. We actually looked at every aspect of what was happening around North America. In the United States, there are close to 200 different universities offering master's level programs for nonprofits, and philanthropy in Canada, there was none. The fact of the matter is, we went to 42 universities across Canada, and Carleton University, under Susan Phillips, who's the director of the School of Public Policy and Administration over the course of the last 2 years, has worked with our group to help ensure that Carleton leads and was the university of choice and is definitely going to be the go-to place for this philanthropy and nonprofit leadership master's degree.
Okay, so when does the program start?
It's so exciting. It's announced, as you know, yesterday, but in fact, the president of Carleton, along with Susan and so forth, indicated that we'll be accepting the first enrollment of up to 25 students in the cohort next June.
Okay. Well, Rob, you must be very pleased. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's a dream. It's wonderful. I am, and have a wonderful day, and thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. That's Rob Peacock. He's the CEO of Peacock Philanthropic Council, and he's part of the group that chose Carleton for the new Masters of Philanthropy and Nonprofit Leadership.